From music to art to theater to robots, Halton Hill's Culture Days had a little bit of everything. And the town has been recognized for its diverse offerings by being named the best small community in Canada in the National Culture Days rankings. It really reflects our full community of artists as well as town staff and cultural groups and organizations, so it's nice to see that recognized, said Pearl Schachter, Culture Days producer for the town of Halton Hills. Halton Hills has a rich and active arts and culture sector, which contributes daily to the town's economic prosperity and quality of life, said Halton Hills Mayor Ann Lawler. It's wonderful to see us celebrated at the national level, and a great reminder of the creative experiences we can find close to home. Halton Hills had 134 free activities during Culture Days this year, its biggest offering yet. The return of Doors Open added 20 events to the schedule, allowing visitors to take heritage tours of places like Limehouse Conservation Area and St. Alban Church, as well as get behind-the-scenes looks with an open rehearsal for Globe Productions and a tour of Georgetown Little Theatre's facility, including its extensive wardrobe. The newly created Halton Hills Cultural Days Youth Committee also put on 3 events, including an Arts STEM Night that has been shortlisted for the Provincial People's Choice Award. I think Culture Days is at its best when people combine different areas of interest and also get people to experience something new, Schachter said. A performer during the opening of the Ishbendagabwe Standing with Pride exhibit at the Helsin Gallery. Town of Halton Hills photo. Other events included a concert from Juno-nominated group The Red River Ramblers, music in the plaza outside the library featuring the Halton Hills Concert Band and Hillsview Active Living Band, which were held on days where other Culture Day programs were going on inside. The town's Culture Days activities drew 6,500 people. Catherine McLeod, manager of Culture and Equity, Diversity and Inclusion for the town, said approximately half of the attendees were returning visitors to Culture Days, while half were attending for the first time. It continues to grow each year because not only are we bringing back the same people because of the high quality of programming, McLeod said, but we're also reaching new people, so every year the audience grows. Schachter said the youth group was something that had been in the works for a few years. She said students were an untapped market for Culture Days programs. We did some outreach at the high schools and got a great group of grade 11 and 12 students who worked together to market each other's activities, Schachter said. They were all really well delivered and well thought out. They came with great ideas and great energy. The town supported the student projects by helping find venues, promoting their events, as well as assisting on the day of the event. Though Culture Days takes place over the course of 3 weeks each fall, next year it will be held from September 19 to October 12. It takes a year-long effort to coordinate. We'll start planning early in the new year, so if there is anyone interested in hosting an event, you don't have to wait until the fall, McLeod said. Earlier is better. She said people can also participate in Culture Days by offering venue space or by volunteering at an event. Anyone interested in taking part in Culture Days next year can contact culture@haltonhills.ca, pschachter@haltonhills.ca or visit haltonhills.ca, Culture Days for more information.